Mike DiMarino is with us, the boys basketball coach at Hamilton Wenham High School. They are playing host to Manchester Essex Friday night. And, Mike, you guys are, 11-2, right?
Yes, yeah, we're 11-2. We started 4-2, and we've won our last seven.
Gotcha. And now, with the game Friday night, a win gives you that Baker Division title in the Cape Ann League boys, correct?
Correct, yes. And actually, it's great because Manchester was the last team to beat us. They played a great game and beat us at their place by 3 points. So it's, you know, we're looking, you know, it'd be really nice to clinch the league at home against them.
Yeah. Now, they've had a great year, haven't they, in a way? I mean, they've had some nice games this year, Manchester Essex have. So tell me about the matchup. Where will the battles be in the game?
Well, their best player is a guard, Piccone. He really scored about 20 points on us last game. No, they press. They go up and down. So we gotta make sure we don't turn over the ball and really value every possession. If we do that, you know, I'm confident we can do okay.
Well, tell me more about your team and some of the key players that'll be out there for you.
Well, we got a senior-laden team. We have 10 seniors. We're returning Jake Lanciani, who's playing great. He's averaging around 20 a game. James Lustig, who has been playing really out of his mind recently. One guy compared him to Dave Collins. He's about 15 and 10 rebounds a night. And then, of course, our leader on the floor is Billy Whalen, who's a junior point guard that's been a 3-year starter for us. And ever since he's come back from injury, we've been really starting to click.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's, what were some of the big games for you guys this year? Obviously, the game earlier this week against Newburyport was a nice win for you guys.
Yeah, you know, we've been on a little run. Newburyport's a fantastic team. You know, both teams were two-loss team. Both teams were about 10-2 coming in. We were back and forth, tied at 44 after three quarters, and then went on a 22-6 run to finish it, and ended up beating them 66-50. Prior to that, we beat Lynn Tech at Lynn Tech and Pentucket at Pentucket, who's having a great year.
Yeah, because it was Pentucket. Wasn't it Pentucket that beat Newburyport, gave them their first loss earlier in the month, right? Or January, rather.
Yes, absolutely right. Pentucket beat them by 15. And, they've been playing great. So we went over there and, you know, I mean, the kids execute the game plan and, you know, they're doing a fantastic job. I couldn't be more proud of them.
Gotcha. Any other news with the team, Mike, as far as Hamilton Wenham boys basketball? Any other player notes at all that I really didn't ask you about?
I got to give a shout out to Cameron Peach and Cameron Grinnell, as well as Cole Dwyer. They've been, you know, oh, and can't forget Alex Renault. They've been role players for us, but you know, without their contributions, we'd never be as successful as we are. And it's, you know, they combined toughness and athleticism has really helped us this year.
Now you will go into the tournament this year. What is it? What division will you guys be?
Well, the MIAA moved us up this year, up into Division III.
Okay.
So we're going to be the smallest school in Division III, smallest public school. So that's going to be quite a challenge, but. No, we're looking forward to it.
I gotcha. Yeah, that's something. And what do you have the following week for games? Not to look past Friday night, because obviously that's a huge game on Friday this week. Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We never really look ahead, but scheduling wise, we're at North Reading next Tuesday, and then we're at Ipswich next Friday.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Mike, great talking with you, and good luck on Friday night.
Excellent, Bill. Thank you. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah. Mike DiMarino, the boys basketball coach at Hamilton Wenham High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.